The Osgood File, sponsored by Dell. To find the right Dell PCs with Intel Core processors for your business, talk to a Dell Small Business Tech Advisor today. This is Dave Ross from the Dell Studios on the CBS Radio Network. For years, a tug of war has been going on along America's coastline between commercial fishermen after the food and sports fishermen after the fight. More after this from Charlie. Some of President Trump's biggest victories were in the coastal states along the Gulf of Mexico, where the big issue is fishing quotas. Red snapper, as we all know, is delicious, but back in the 80s, the population collapsed because of overfishing, and that led to strict quotas, which led to shorter and shorter seasons, until by this year, the season for red snapper was down to 3 days. In Dulac, Louisiana, CBS's Omar Villafranca found some pretty unhappy sports fishermen.
It's a huge driver for tourism here.
David Cresson of the Coastal Conservation Association of Louisiana says the red snapper population has largely recovered, and a three-day fishing season is too short for recreational anglers.
Two of those days here in Louisiana were unfishable. The weather was too rough.
This year, the government set a quota, but in 2016, recreational anglers exceeded that limit by 65 tons.
And yet, those recreational fishermen got the Trump administration to scrap the three-day limit and allow weekend fishing through the summer. And that really annoys commercial fishermen like David Krebs of Ariel Seafoods, who says the sports anglers are being rewarded for cheating.
If you're not going to adhere to the law, why have regulations? We can all just go back to the wild, wild west.
And while the commercial and sports fishermen go at it, J.P. Brooker, an attorney for the Ocean Conservancy, is suing the federal government to reimpose the limits.
It's unfair to commercial fishermen. It's unfair to the long-term viability of the recreational fishery as well.
Reminds me of the healthcare debate. You try to save the system or just deregulate, let it collapse, and see what happens. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.